Welcome to the Trailhead, where trails start and stories unfold. Welcome to the show, everyone. Now here's JD.
You know, that intro is real awesome until you hear it 900 times while you're trying to edit stuff together. Hey, everybody. Yeah. Welcome to the Trailhead. The biggest shit show in off-road podcasting. It is Monday night, and we are all finding better things to do here by drinking our troubles away. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Excellent.
Let's go around the room. We'll start with Alyssa tonight.
Oh, how no. you doing? Okay. Good. How are you?
How's I am everyone? Peachy. Good. I am just peachy. Mm-hmm. All right. And then we got Ryan.
Feel that.
I'm here. Rock and roll.
All right. We got to go around the room. And I've had feedback before that sometimes we don't identify who's who. And yeah, that's mostly my fault. Yeah. All right. And then we have Pope and Randy tonight. Hey, gang.
Hello.
We're back.
They're back for now, and then you guys are going to be gone again.
Yeah.
So, I don't think we're actually going to miss an episode.
Not for now, because it's actually like we leave tomorrow and then we come back
Saturday. All our friends are already out there without
That's
us.
Tight.
Well, you guys are doing like a truncated EJS. You're not doing like the whole experience.
No, well, not having Misfit, we just decided to make it shorter. We'd rather save our PTO for when he's back. Right?
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good though. I'm excited.
So how many Jeeps do you guys have this week?
I have Gemma in my garage right now. And I've been packing her and I drove her around today and her coilovers feel so good. I've been messing with the coilovers. Literally my heart sings being back inside of her.
Dude, it's never felt better.
Ever.
Yeah, I saw you let him put some rocks underneath it. That was allowed?
No, that was a hologram.
That was hologram. Yeah, oh, okay. Hologram.
Jem, the gray one's back. The big
guy. Yeah, Jem is
gotcha,
back.
Sorry.
The build is over. I am ready to like go put her on some rocks.
All right.
We have to chase down an issue. The detailers, when they took the seats out and put them back in, they don't think that they understood what they were messing with. So I think there's something kind of off with the position of the bladder underneath the seat. So we'll fix it. It's a minor thing.
Keeps freaking out telling me there's not anybody.
Like, hey, there's no one in the Jeep. What the hell?
It's moving, but it's, yeah. So
I'm like, get over it.
We'll figure it out. But there's just the little minor details that we have till tomorrow. We leave in the morning. All of our friends are down there getting muddy. I just can't wait to drive her on the rocks. Like, she's so cool. I mean, oh.
Yeah, some of our other friends with half doors have ended up with mud all throughout their Jeep.
Oh my gosh. But we're going in the sunny part, and it drives up fast, so hopefully it's not too muddy.
We'll just get dust and sand.
Well, it will
what
be nice
you don't want is the combination of both. If you get the mud and then follow that up with the caking dust.
Yeah,
it'll never. You'll never get it
really
out.
Really want to jinx it.
Well, I mean, I learned
you can have snow by what Friday and Saturday, so because that's happened.
I just don't want to I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. Oh.
I've been watching the weather because we're driving down with the trailer for the first time. We're driving a trailer, so that's kind of cool.
That's nice.
And so it's really nice because then I can just drive Jem and not have to worry about if I have to get her home or not. That's going to be the first time ever. So that feels like I'm ready to be chauffeured to the event.
don't take that as a license to do real sketchy shit.
Know what you're talking about.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Ooh, I'm so excited to come.
Even more of her Jeep is covered in Motobuilt armor than before now.
Yeah, it's like I'm ready to go play. I'm ready to go do some stuff.
All right.
So she feels really good. She feels really like, I don't know. I'm ready.
It feels really nice. I haven't, it's never felt that nice. When our friends, Dustin and Chelsea, get their cheat back from Impulse, they're going to be loving how it feels.
It just feels good. Yeah. It feels good. And she's happy. So, yeah. Very and cool. I'm ready to go play with all my friends, and I'm going to get to do Pritchett for the first time. So I'm really excited to do that. It was going to be the first day we got down there, but I decided my shakedown run in Gem didn't need to be on Pritchett. I didn't want to be the trail tampon, you know? Like, I didn't want to be the one that, like, broke down Pritchett for the day at EJS. Like, everybody in town's talking about it. I've been at EJS when somebody breaks on Pritchett, and the whole world is talking about it before you even get down.
Randy needs the explicit content sticker today.
Sorry.
That's okay.
No, but I'm going to start out on Poison Spider. I think that's a good healthy, a good healthy. I can get off of it. Yeah, things are going to happen. Like, everything's good. A lot of
exit points. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. So we're doing Poison Spider and then,
that'd be a good trip.
Like Moab Rim. And then I think we're doing Pritchett on Friday. So I'll do a couple little things before I like really break her in. So I'm excited. Yeah.
All right.
It's a good, you know, 7, 8, 9.
I'm glad you have a trailer. I'm glad you have a trailer. I feel having recently experienced that, I would have had like to have had a trailer.
If it was more than 3 hours away,
my vacation a lot better.
And I got prepped for it, but I didn't care because all I had to worry about was getting. If I didn't trailer, I had to worry about getting it from wherever I broke it home. If I trailered it, all I had to do was worry about getting it to the trailer. Mm-hmm. Then I could take it home. And
Mm-hmm. We've spent the last 3.5 years trying to get two Jeeps home. It's a game. It's a gamble and it's a game. And we are proud AAA members.
And we lose at that game a lot, by the way. Ask Ruby Steiner what great gamblers we are.
We're not very good gamblers. Yeah, well, as soon as we're renting the trailer this time. So we're going to rent a trailer because we're just doing one Jeep. And we wanted to make sure that we could, like, get to Moab and back without, like, dying. And then... I
think proof of concept is real good before you drop, grands on a trailer.
And then we're going to be going out to Vernal with the both of them. So then that's when we can like either buy one or rent one.
What year is this
to do? Because it's going to be closer. It's only 2 hours away.
Okay. Not,
so we're going to
Power stroke.
Huh? An F-350.
Yeah, my F. We call him the stage manager. What was it,
07? those.
2022.
Yeah.
It is a power stroke, 6.7. Oh, yeah. Not the shitty years.
No, we actually, the way we did it is he went and got the trailer, brought it home, met me over at the shop. Gem and drove Gem home. So we've been making little practice runs trying to make sure that we figure it out. He just knows that he needs to, like... turn wide.
Yep.
Yes.
We're going to do gooseneck and then
decision to take a stepped approach to this. Yes.
Yeah. We're just taking it's nice because like it's only 3.5 hours. We can do it. Like now that we've driven around town, I don't feel like we're going to die. I've been having anxiety about this because we've never driven trailers before. So
yeah, my friend Pat Yee Yee Jeeps reached out to me and said, just skip all of this one single Jeep trailer stuff. Go right to the gooseneck. you just need to go there. You're going to be so much better off.
But we're renting, so we're we can like see, and then
I can, we can damage someone else's trailer learning how to drive it.
That's the kind of market where Facebook Marketplace will treat you right.
It looks like you
can probably flip it for as much or just a little bit less than what you paid for it.
Right. Yep.
No. All right.
Yes.
Okay. Alyssa. Yeah, well, okay, we should look at this video.
That's why we went and picked up Jem. When we picked up Jem, we had them help us load it so that they could show us where. And then I took tons of pictures of where on the trailer it was and all that kind of stuff.
I figured if these guys that tow their race team to racetracks don't know how to load a trailer, Jeep onto a trailer, they don't know what they're doing. And they're definitely the right people to show us what we're doing the first time around. So
yeah,
looks good.
They showed us that.
Yes.
Right. It felt so good the way that we had it. We're just going to tuck it right up on that fender again.
It's they were saying just stay centered to the axle on the trailer and then you'll feel good. So, but yeah, we had them do it. And then tomorrow we took her off. I've been driving her around. It's been raining. So that's kind of I've been driving her around every time there's sunshine just so that I can figure things out. And then we will load her back up.
Well, as you already know, and watching everybody
put her back on tomorrow. Head on down.
All the diesel pumps.
Yeehaw. I'm excited, actually. Yeah. This is going to be a fun time. Driving on the freeway with it didn't seem to be like that big of a deal. Making the turns and shit in town and figuring out where you're going to go in the gas station.
Requires a little pre-planning.
Yeah. Well, I was the Super Duty truck over at the truck stop trucker pumps. So I bet you they love that. That's awesome. At least pointed the right way.
Awesome. All right. Alyssa, how many vehicles do we have this week?
For me?
Yeah.
I have one right now.
No, it's really more of just a health check. Do we have fully functioning vehicles?
Yes.
Okay. There we go.
It's just a little damage from Moab, but it's functioning.
Uh-oh. What did you do? What'd you do in Moab?
Just the skid plate and a rear bumper.
Oh, skid plates are normal, but did you just clip it?
Yeah. It looks good though. It's it's not like off or anything. It's just like, it's like red paint missing. White paint is missing and now there's a red mark, so it's fine. Yeah.
That's all right. Trail tattoos.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh. Yeah. That's every trail for me. I take a rattle kit. That's why everything on my Jeep that could touch rocks is black, so I can just run a rattle can as fast as possible.
I was replacing some of the Instagram stickers on the side of my Jeep the other day, and I realized when I was cleaning off the side of it that there's a giant dent behind the door that I had no idea was there before, and it's just like, I wonder where this happened at.
During that time when you hit that rock and it threw out the front suspension.
It's entirely possible, Pope, but I also try not to think about that. It's kind of like a lock memory now. Yeah, I don't.
Oh, good. Randy's on the Instagram checking out the live feeds.
Oh, good.
I was just making sure that if anybody says anything, we have one whole
viewer that is Randy. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Awesome.
Sweet.
Say hi to Randy, everybody.
Hello, Randy.
Are you guys gonna live stream a little this week?
We'll do some stuff. We'll try to make sure everybody knows what we're kind of up to. It just gets so hectic if we aren't posting. It's because we've been at something for the last.
Nice thing is we're not doing. We're doing kind of modal built trails, not doing EJS specific trails. It won't slow people down for us to take content because everybody who's with us, including Motobuilt, is
going to be doing content.
So it won't be. So we'll be able to play around on some of the harder obstacles and not be a burden to other people on the trail.
Well, and we want to see what my triangulation can do. So we're going to have to put me on. I know you told me not to like try hard things, but well,
no, that's not what why I said. I have this suspension. I said make good choices is essentially make good what choices. I said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that like the days of me taking the easy line are way, way gone at this point.
Well, that's fair. Just, like,
yeah, I'm going to be probably taking the hard line on everything. Just like the trailer, though.
Take that stepped approach.
Yeah, no, and I'm really proud of myself for saying, because I was supposed to be on Pritchett on Wednesday, but I thought we would go Shaker Down at least at like Little Moab or something on Saturday, but then craziness happened and they wanted to make sure she was perfect, and she is. She is so good. Like,
we just took her on Bangor Highway to Shake Down Run.
Yeah, that's my shakedown run. So if I would have at least driven her and knew how she was going to perform on the rocks and how I was going to feel in her and stuff, then I'd have probably done Pritchett. I'd have probably went there. I really want to do Pritchett. I'm so excited to do it. And the group that's going, I'm really sad that I'm not get to play with them. But whatever. It's good. The tiered approach is a good idea. I'm being safe-ish.
Okay.
Ish.
I'm just trying to be that voice in the back of your head, just so you remember once in a while.
I know, and now I have a trailer to follow home on.
I know that's
I'm so in trouble. I'm so in trouble.
The danger level
is
so much higher. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. We took.
Exactly. I'm going to try new things. So hopefully, we get them back. Trying new things.
If you guys take any short videos or anything like that, we can always play them during the next show. Just send them to me beforehand. We'll play them. Cool. Well, we got into the weeds with that. So, Alyssa, you have full vehicles. No issues other than some paint damage. And then, Ryan, you're still sans Jeep, correct?
Yeah.
Got a time frame? All right.
Yeah, my thing is like I've been slow watching it. Kind of
well, this is the first time I've actually felt like my coilovers are in the right place. And doing the right thing. So I'm just shocked at how like she feels like a cloud driving down the road.
It's
just
a wash morning road.
She's all like tuned and everything. Like they threw her together for 60 miles an hour. Slurex.
Anything
so that they could show what they were doing. And then they had the last 3 weeks to just dial her in. I'm so excited.
That's awesome. So
yeah. She's like sweet.
There's too many things that vibrate and shake after 65, 70. Like, no.
Me too, Ryan.
Wow.
My goal is to make it so that Misfit can hit 90.
Jesus.
I don't.
It only did 88 before it blew up last time.
There it is, yeah.
Oof.
All right. I still have my Jeep. I have not broken anything this week.
Nice.
I felt like it. Not quite turning as far as it should to the left, but I think that's really it's more of an adjustment. And then I'm going to take it out this week sometime for a shakedown run. There's a bunch of trails near here. We keep getting socked with snow. And then by the time it pretty much started to melt off, then we got another like 2 inches here at the house last night and then 8 inches or 10 inches up in the mountains. So we'll see what happens. I don't like going out in the snow.
Me neither.
Steering wheel's not all the way turning. What did you hit?
Nothing. I've driven it to and from work 3 times, which is pretty much a straight drive down the highway, other than a couple turns to and from the. But it just feels tight. It just feels like it needs an adjustment. That's all. So, hopefully we're good to go. We'll get it done sometime next week. Cool. All right. So we didn't get any new reviews this week, but we did get a voicemail.
Yay. Let's
see here. Yep. New one. Our friend Nathan has come back again. So
where's
there you go. No, that's okay. Yeah. I'm going to isolate that now because I can isolate just you doing that. And that is now our voicemail music because I had some good stuff going on over here, but that's better.
I marked it right there. I don't know if you did too.
I did. Thank you very much. We got it. Mm-hmm. You just got to be aware that everything's on camera, Ryan. That's all I got to. There you go. That's how you got to do that. Mm-hmm. All right. So this is a reminder for you, if you're listening, if you leave us a review on Apple iTunes, and or Spotify, if you want to increase your chances, send me a screenshot on Instagram or at JD@thetrailheadnetwork.com. And, we'll get you added into our review swag pack giveaway. At 50 reviews, we will, we'll give away eight game switch panels, a bunch of t-shirts, stickers, and I think I've got something from Todd for Trails Off Road. And then also, if you leave a Trails Off Road app review and send me that screenshot, I'll give you an additional entry. And then anything else we get between now and then will get added to it. So that first 50 is going to be a stretch, so get in on it because it's going to be a big swag pack by the time we're done.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right. Well, let's do this first then. Ryan made me, Ryan got me thinking about the Blue's Clues thing. And I did look, I did some looking for some material, to see if I could find something. And, I did find some things. We'll see if I can put something together long-term. In the meantime. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In the meantime.
Wait, like just that fast you did that?
What?
Did you use the internet or something?
Oh, I know, right? It's amazing. Like this internet thing has all kinds of like information. Like you can buy movie tickets on it and get directions to places.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like weird. Movie phone, but on a computer.
Yeah. And there's a lot of porn. All right.
Oh, so it's like Cinemax on the computer.
Oh, it's not Cinemax anymore. No, it's we're way past Cinemax on the internet.
How far back?
Oh, all right.
Poor internet.
Poor internet. What do we do to you? All right. So let's see here. Let's do this real quick.
God, you're more annoying than a creative voicemail message.
Believe it or not, George isn't at home. Please leave a message at the beach.
Joe is on a vacation far away. You called him up to talk it over.
Older new.
Reminding you to move the pork chops from the freezer to the refrigerator.
Hey, man. You shouldn't hold it up to the speaker and go, you know,
okay, later.
Play the song you wanted and be like, I'm not here right now. But we both, that didn't last very long at all. All
right, there you go. That'll have to do for now.
Man, that might make me want to actually add something to my voicemail for my phone.
I really instead like the like, Alan Rickman
instead of like one, Spanish saying that this person is not available.
It was that was a fun trip around YouTube. I'm not gonna lie, that was fun to go grab those real fast. Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounds way fun because like back in the day, I used to spend money on ringtones, and now I don't know if I've had my phone off of silent for the last like 2 years. You know,
my kids are Spanish. I gotta... So they'll watch it on YouTube, and like most of the commercials I get now are in Spanish, and I have no hey, no problem.
Oh, yeah, that old school,
ring back tones are cool.
There you go.
Can learn Spanish
tones.
As they get older, they don't instead of me in Spanish, and I don't know
people
what
people dial a number, and all of a sudden it's like Two Live Crew, and they're like, what the?
Shirt.
Wow, that was
my
phone
was
so
in Spanish forever. Okay, so my phone's voicemail was in Spanish forever.
Like you hit
and
the
my phone was
it?
In the like I don't know what happened, but I couldn't get out of Spanish. So I had so many Spanish solicitors for so long because they thought I spoke Spanish because my email or my voicemail was in Spanish for probably like 3 years. Mm-hmm. It was hilarious because I just didn't know how to change it and I didn't care.
Man, it's so much easier to learn how to curse in Spanish than it was when I was a kid. I mean, I know lots of ways to use mierda, I'm just saying.
Yeah, they already know. I hate to tell you this. Yeah. All right.
All right.
All right, so here's our voicemail. Ready? Shimon.
Hey, this is Nathan from Pittsburgh again. I wanted to say thank you for the information on the Apex Adventure Series. That's that off-road event that's kind of moving around the country that I asked about. I also had a question or topic for the podcast, and apologies if you already covered this, but
I'm
curious, what was it that ended up getting y'all into off-roading? Done the typical teenager screw around the pickup truck when I was younger, but officially didn't really get into it until in 2017 we went to test drive a Wrangler that we were interested in. But we ended up actually going with a 2017 Renegade because with the kids being younger, the wife was concerned about having those side airbags and everything. So,
or you can just mention it and say Pennsylvania.
That was a fun vehicle. the time we were done with it, I had a lift on it, 29-inch tires, and had to even trim the pinch seams and stuff for that extra clearance. That thing was a fun vehicle.
Yes.
It led to,
now if I'm wrong, it's
know,
a Brian's.
Really getting into the whole off-road deal there because it's a family fun that's pretty easy to have. And that directly led to me ending up with the Gladiator that I have today. So I was just curious what got y'all into it. Keep up the great work. Love the podcast.
We want you back.
Right. Thank you, Nathan.
That was cool. I like that.
Where's he from?
Please come back.
South Carolina, I believe, or North Carolina. He's over by Brad.
None of y'all paid attention.
No, no, he's out that way. I got the dude's address. I have it somewhere over here. I have to send him stuff. So,
I mean, I didn't know.
Yeah. Well, you don't
like I
barely remember my own address
or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
not an alien. I only have five.
If you want,
you're going to make me look at it now, right? Of course, he's not here. So, yep. All right. Oh, then yeah. See, I'm glad Ryan is paying attention. Thank you, Ryan. We appreciate
you. Ryan is our voicemail guy.
Ryans are better than Brian's with this stuff.
It is. Hey, Alyssa, I hate to interrupt.
Yes.
Could you leave and come back real fast? There's still something really weird with your audio. Like it's still showing an echo even when you're muted. So.
Oh,
and I know that's not right. We'll be here when you come back.
Leave and then click the link.
Yeah.
Come back.
Just I didn't want to boot you and like I feel really bad like doing that. No. Just exit and then come back in. We'll still be here.
Okay. I'll try.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. I'm going to let you do anytime you do that. I'm just going to let it hang out there as long as you can so that I can capture it later. So that is now my second marked moment of the night. I just want you to know. We'll get there. I'm sure we'll have some of those. I feel like maybe in the summer, if we've got weather by people or whatever, we might do some special editions on a weekend from people's driveways. I know I'm going to set something up in my driveway. So, let's see here. Hey, there she is.
Welcome back.
And now it's not lighting up every time one of us talks.
Okay.
Cool. All right. Cool.
Well, I liked his question. So,
Let's start with you, Alyssa, since you're just back then. What got you into off-roading?
Got me into it. I don't know. Just wanting to explore the like random dirt roads that I would see on the side of the highways. Living in Phoenix and like going around the valley, especially like on the outside of Phoenix, you always see like, I don't know, dirt roads that just like lead off different places. And I was always like, oh, where do those go? I didn't know it was a whole world. I didn't know it was a whole thing. I just wanted a truck that would let me explore.
Check it out.
Yeah, now mm-hmm. I'm here and it's nuts. Me? Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
There are multiple times on long distance trips where I will look at like a road, like even outside like the driver's side, right? And did you my passenger, my wife, without any prompt.
Wasn't it a four door show?
That's all I get. No, is that what the can't. Car was? We have you have to keep driving. You cannot. Multiple times.
So you can see it coming.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Yep. Exactly. Yep. All right.
So when you guys are on flights and you're looking down at the mountains, do you try like,
yeah.
Oh, I got my Gaia to work one time. I was going over New Mexico and my Gaia connected and I was like screenshotting where we were going and I was like road. Yeah.
It's real fun when it
comes 400 miles per hour.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, that's amazing. Awesome. And your first off-road vehicle was the Tacoma, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess technically, yeah. I've taken a Honda CR-V off-road. It shouldn't have, but you know, off-road, road, forest service road, you know, whatever.
Right.
Yeah. Honda CR-Vs make it. Ford Tauruses make it.
My Ford Taurus used to make all kinds of places when I used to have a Ford Taurus back in my early 20s.
Yeah. It was an off-road vehicle. What year was yours?
Mine was a 94, I think.
It was an old police car, wasn't it?
It was an old police car. Yeah.
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 It had more dents than a Jeep. That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that? I don't know. All I know is I had a white Ford Taurus that looked like a cop car, and it even had the like extra like spot for like where the light used to be, or where the mirror the used to be, or the spotlight.
With you, didn't they?
And it had within 3 weeks of me having it, somebody T-boned me. I had liability only, and they T-boned me, and they couldn't prove whose fault it was. So I just drove around with a giant dent in my car, and everybody would like leave like bodywork shop stuff on the top of my like cards on my windshield. And when I moved in with Pope,
it was a gift, by the way.
He was so pissed because he only had a one car garage, and he was parking in the garage because he was doing that. But he made me trade that car in so that I didn't park outside of his house because he was embarrassed.
Truck, shut up, get in the U-Haul.
It was so bad. Move your butt,
man. It was paid off. 16. And it would take me camping and all kinds of places. Who cares if there's a giant dent in the door?
We don't want to hear you talk about it.
Yeah, those are solid cars. Mine got me through Flagstaff through snowstorms. I like plowed the driveway before, like, I think my roommate's Jeep actually. And, I would do that before she would leave.
One of the bigger trucks at that point in time.
Only Ford Taurus story I have. I got it stuck on a headstone in the cemetery.
Texas, I apologize to break this news.
Oh, goodness.
We need an explanation on that one.
Don't like Texas.
No, I was 16, and I had my mom's rifle, and I shouldn't have been driving it, and we were looking for haunted, stupid stories in Chicago, and yeah, it was a long night. Yeah. You don't really want to get caught driving the rental car. You're not supposed to be driving at 16, so especially in the cemetery.
In the cemetery.
Yeah. All right.
So Ryan,
was your first
truck,
off-road vehicle, and
was made a name for myself. I actually was called Thanks Dad for a long time because I made excuses of why I didn't want to go four wheeling. I ran out of gas, and you know this and that. Oh, you know, I got to go home. You know, I'm 16, man. What did I know? I just didn't want to get in trouble. But I wanted to be cool, too. So finally, a buddy of mine well, who's now my brother from another mother. I finally caught him. He had a YJ35s. He's probably one of the better wheelers that I've ever met. I finally walked up to him and said, "Hey, I have no idea how to four wheel. Can you teach me?" And yeah, the rest is history. Yeah, I've been wheeling ever since really 1997. About 1997 I started wheeling.
Most of us didn't.
So Hartman Rocks in Gunnison, Colorado was probably my first little off-road area. And then, of course, you talk about, what was it? Poison Spider was my first trail in Moab. That was my first real trip, was Easter Jeep Spar back in the day. With a full-size Chevy.
Yeah, so it's a real problem.
Yeah, with a full-size Chevy. So that didn't last very
long. Texas is God's country. That
didn't last very long.
Yeah.
Actually, the funny...
Don't get me wrong.
The funny story is...
they hit Californians, too. So both sides of the spectrum.
Back
so
in
this
the day
is not...
When
yeah.
it was a thing.
But we hit Californians, too.
When everybody would just sit there.
Everyone hits Californians. Except Joseph.
Ended up breaking my passenger axle housing, which was an aluminum axle housing on that Chevy. Shattered it. I mean, just cracked it all the way through. Oil. Went back to the hotel, grabbed all the hotel towels, JB Weld, duct tape, and diff fluid, and patched it up and drove it all the way back to Gunnison in a snowstorm. So that was a fun time. I don't think they liked us at the hotel, but yeah. I mean, you got to do what you got to do. Getting off. JB Weld and duct tape. We wrapped up. We talked. Yeah, of course. What was that? Probably 17 at the time. I had no idea. I talked to a welder there. I was like, "Hey, can you weld it?" He's like, "Yeah. You just have to pull the whole thing off." And of course, now it wouldn't. Knowing what I know, it probably wouldn't be a horrible thing to do. Just pull it off, clean it out, brake fluid, get it welded up right, and get it sent home. No, we had no clue. So we just ran to the store, grabbed a bunch of JB Weld, cleaned it off, slapped it on there, and
that's cool.
Duct taped it and drove it home.
That's a hell of an introduction to Moab as Easter Jeep.
Welcome.
So there you go. I'm so
that's
proud.
Crazy.
After that was a 97 TJ. That truck ended up falling apart, and it was a 97 TJ, and I drove that TJ up until last year.
Uh-huh.
I sold that thing with 86,000 miles on it. And like you, JD, I kind of spent the last 6 to 8 months regretting it. But it was time to go. Do what?
That's crazy. Mm.
Yeah. Fuck them if they can't take a joke. Yeah. At some point, yeah, it just becomes about getting sleep and getting home.
Mm-hmm. No, I feel like I vetted this kid that bought my TJ. Like I would vet one of the kids or one of the adults that work with our kids at our shelter. Like full background check, FBI check, you know, national check, all those things. Yeah, I handed that TJ over very softly. I know exactly where it is if I ever want to go back and get it.
There you go. Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
Yep.
I bet.
Yeah, for me it was either dump you know,
about I bet you regret it. Like, I feel like I missed my Jeep before this.
It would only be
like I have her, like, I'm searching for her VIN number. If it ever comes up on sale, I want to know if she's for sale.
Yeah, like, is there a service that does that? Like, watches it like a MLS listing?
Yeah, I have a, I can't remember what it's called, but I have it on my phone.
Really?
And it's like an app, and it will, like, notify you.
Like,
I paid like $19 and it's like a lifetime membership for it. And they like will tell me when your VIN number comes up. And I can put whatever VIN number in and then it will tell me.
Whoever has it really must like it because it should have been on sale twice by now.
Yeah, it's not been on sale. I'm so sad. Okay.
I'm sorry, Randy, what did you say the name of it was, or did you say the name of it?
Oh, I don't know.
Look it up and let me know, because I have a feeling I'm not the only person who wants to know that.
Yeah, we'll talk about it on the next podcast. I'll find it on my... I have the app, but I'm keeping the live up, so if anybody has any questions, then we can say anything.
It was funny, because Craig Fergie, JKU, the guy who was on here a while back now, he had a yellow 2001 TJ. And I was like, oh, I know it's been taken care of. Like, so, yeah, I don't know. I don't have the money for it, so. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I need a trailer first. Mm-hmm.
It's not surprising either.
I want a one-seater, so I'm cool with that.
Like, that way I don't have to, like, I don't even have to
I don't
deny
have anybody
people, like,
in my car.
Yeah.
Sign
up, people show
sign
up. Oh, I'm sorry.
For the one-seater moon buggy right there.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
We got one seat. Sorry, I can't take any passengers.
Sorry, Pope. You got to walk.
Yeah. Well, and right. I get it. Like,
yeah.
I loved the idea of having a long Jeep with four doors that I could like do whatever with. But now I haven't had anybody in my backseat. It's where I throw all my shit, except for my dogs. I put my dogs back there. And so it's nice to have the extra length.
Yeah.
But I only have one maybe at a time in my Jeep, and it's never like, and I've, I mean, over this whole entire time, I haven't ever had more than one person in my Jeep.
And if you take that seat out, you suddenly have a Gladiator truck bed in the back of your Jeep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a platform. I'm going to take the back seat out, do a platform, do like a dog section, and then I'm going to have like a storage section and then have like a drawer underneath of it, I think. Anyway. Yeah. And then they can walk.
Mm-hmm.
Or bring their own Jeep. It just hasn't happened. Like, I think that it would be great if it happened, but I want my dogs to have an area, I want my stuff to have an area, and I need like me to have an area.
What if they have like one of those land paragliding things and you could tow them behind your Jeep?
I don't know.
That's too much responsibility.
That's a lot of responsibility. Yeah. I just
that'd be fun. That'd be fun in the place of Moab.
Pope Randy, I have a question for you too.
What?
Are you only children?
No.
No.
I'm the oldest.
I'm the oldest.
Surprising. Okay.
We're both the oldest. We're both the oldest.
All right. Because I'm an only child, so I would have I expected that to be your answer. I was kind of surprised.
No.
All right.
No, we were the practice round for our parents. Amazing kids.
No, I don't think you should refer to it like practice that. Round. No, I don't want to.
I feel
no,
like
you
my
don't
parents,
think about your parents
really
should have
went back to what they started with on my siblings. It would have worked better for the for them.
That's awesome. All right. Let's see. We've gone around the room. Pope and Randy, did we talk about your what got
you? Believe it or not, we haven't talked about it yet.
Okay. I feel like we just
interrupted everyone else while they were talking.
I'm sorry.
Like, I had a couple beers, so it's entirely possible we did, and I just forgot about it. But we didn't. So let's talk about it.
You want to start, or you want me to start?
Go for it.
So Randy's story starts.
Well, me? After you're going to tell my story?
So I'm not starting. I'm not telling her story.
Yeah, don't mansplain her story. That's not going to end well. Yeah.
He's like, do you want me to start? Do you want you to start here? When I tell his story,
tell you when Randy started.
Actually, I think that would be an amazing game.
I like that.
No, I originally started wheeling shortly out of high school, around the year 2000, so about 5 years out of high school ish. And I had an F-150. It was just a crew cab type thing. And it was a 1998. So it was a couple of years old. And we used to take that damn thing mudding. I had these really nice 33-inch mud terrain tires on it. And we would just go mudding all over the place. And we get stuck in mud pits, yank each other out. But it was just a super fun time most of the time. We even had nights where we would get out late at night and we'd be recovering people out of the mud because they got stuck. That was my initial thing. And then we discovered jumping. And we found some four-wheeler jumps near where we were mudding. And we decided that me and my friend Kenny, we both jumped our rigs off that four-wheeler jump. I jumped my F-150 three times off this thing. The first time I underdid it, and so the truck kind of went up straight, and then it went and landed on the back tires and smashed down the front end, and then the mirror fell off, and the everything was all crazy. So I'm like, okay, let's try that again. So this next time I went too fast and I hit the nose into the ground. And so the third time the charm, I landed all four tires at the same time. It was just different speeds at the time of hitting.
It's just different speeds of the same now, mistake.
This is kind of where I come from and why I wheel the way I wheel now is because I got a lot of that, really fun, fast mud influence. I got a lot of ridiculousness in my system from when I was younger with jumping the truck that had no business being jumped. And that's what got me initially started. But then I couldn't afford to maintain a hobby like that until later on in life. And then so I had another Jeep when it was a two-door JK around the same year as Randy's JK. Took it out on a trail called Rattlesnake where we go take our friends out all the time. And that one actually kind of got me a little bit hooked. I was like, oh, this is what the real fun stuff is. And I would rate that trail a 5. It was probably a 4 at the time I did it. And it was, for my experience level, badass. It was so fun. I felt so rad for finishing that trail. I did, you know, it was so cool. And I actually totally understand why people don't overbuild their Jeeps in those early times. Those are precious. You don't get those back.
You know?
And then, mainly took our Jeeps and truck camping for a while. I had a Tacoma for a minute that we'd love to take camping. And then the Tacoma supposedly had rock climbing features. They had the rear locker and skid plates. And I was like kind of trying to think about where I could take it. And I got in this one spot and it was just too damn big. I was scared to kind of take it up that part. Now, let me tell you, I've gone back with my Jeeps. We could have gone.
It's a bump. It's an obstacle.
I thought it was treacherous. It's a bump. It's like a little thing that the Tacoma could have easily have done. We were just not inexperienced wheelers and didn't.
I probably wouldn't have even known that it was a rock there in my perspective.
And my friend was in his F-150 scratching the shit out of it behind me. So during COVID, we traded in our Tacoma and his old Jeep, and we bought two brand new Jeeps. I bought the Gladiator, and she bought Gem the same day. And we were kind of trying to decide what to do with them. We were following people like Trail Recon and Light Bright and then Mischief Maker. We're just trying to decide what, looking at different kinds of wheeling, different kinds of people's content. The story till now is one of my favorite ones to just kind of get stoned really and watch late at night. Stuff. And, the story till now, Sean, it was funny. We met him last year at Grandpa's garage. I tried to introduce him to Randy. And I'm like, this is the guy that drives his Gladiator in the snow all the time. I couldn't really kind of describe what his page is. Cause it's like the cinematography is the part of it that I like about it, right?
I'm trying to get him on the show, so if anybody knows him, reach out to him. Have him reach out to me.
If I see, run into him again, we could talk. I'll ask him, and I'll be like, "Hey, remember I think you just drive your Gladiator in the snow. You want to talk about driving your Gladiator in snow on our podcast?"
You know what? You want to talk about something else except your Gladiator in the snow? We'll talk about it. Come on the show, Sean. We'll talk about something show, that Sean. Isn't your Gladiator in the snow.
I know that you drive it in other places besides the snow. It was just the But
I mean,
Then Randy and I met. We went out with this tour guide in Moab, and his name is Nick. And Nick gave Randy and I a 2-day 101 course, and then we came back for another one.
Yeah, it was. I think that that's the biggest thing is that we both have lived in Utah our whole lives, and we've done a lot of off road. We've had a lot of like fire road experience. Obviously, we camp, and both of us grew up camping and doing all that kind of stuff. And the early part of our relationship was all doing camping and that kind of thing, and going on these different areas.
How do I sleep in my truck? That was always
It was like, how can we figure out how we could sleep in our trucks? Yeah. So, but it was just once we like went out on one rock trail. We actually have a video of the first time. So when we got our Jeeps, we were like, okay, we're going to build these right.
We're going to
build this right. And we kind of learned from experience just throwing it out there into the universe that it's not always the best answer on the internet.
Not really. No.
I mean, because everybody has different perspectives. My perspective and his perspective is so different than like Alyssa's perspective. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so anyway, we asked around, we figured it out. My Jeep actually had a lift and tires on it. It had like a 3.5 inch.
You had 3.5 inch with 37s.
With 37s.
It was a Terraflex mid-arm kit. It was nice. It was a nice setup. You had Falcon shocks.
I had Falcon shocks. It was a nice setup. It was the perfect beginner thing.
Yeah.
And he bought his stock, and it was like all of a sudden we had it have a lift and tire. We were like, okay, we're gonna do this right. So we had a lift and tires at the dealership. So that it was under warranty, but that's like a fucking lie anyway. Yeah. So basically it was like, it started driving like a dump truck, and we started asking around, and we started having this problem of like building our Jeeps. But anyway, the first time I took Jem out was with a group in Utah, in the Salt Lake area called the Wenches with Wenches. And I went out with them. And we went to Little Moab, and they put me on this obstacle, and they basically said, just drive up. And I was like, what? And like Moose was on my lap, and he hit the slapstick, and it went into like M1. At the time, I didn't know what M1 was. And I basically went whoop, right up it instead of being in drive, like I was going to be in drive. And he put me in manual one, and it just crawled right up. And I looked at, and everybody's like, whoa, you just crawled right up. And I was like, that was really cool. What else can I do with this thing? So I would definitely say that was the first time we've only been doing the like rock crawling part for like the last three and a half years. And honestly, it's been some of the funnest times of our lives. And I think it's just about like taking time after time after time, just really spending a lot of time doing it to find out what we like. It was like doing some fours and fives, and then moving up to sixes and sevens. And then somehow we moved to nines really fast. Guns, everybody was like, oh, if you think you can do that, come here.
We got addicted permanently the first time we wheeled in San Hollow.
I'm like, that would definitely.
We were out with our friends, Dominators, and they introduced us to Mission.
San Hollow 4x4.
Yeah, San Hollow 4x4 now. They remember Crystal, who was on with us before. So they introduced us to Mischief Maker Holly and Colt, who's now Colt Builds It, but at the time he was Bleeping Colt. And the day wheeling with those guys on their favorite trails, like we're doing double Sammy, and they're off to the side doing like
driving off whatever. There was a crack. They just nicknamed Glenn's crack. And Glenn Plake was with us too. And the between with wheeling with all these guys that are super experienced, they taught us a ton. They took time to explain to us like what was going on. Like Glenn sat me down while he was spotting Randy. He's like, okay, here's what I'm doing. Here's what's going on here. He's like, you're always driving, looking at your front of your tires, but you need to watch what's happening in the rears. And he kind of goes over all these things. And he's talking about how you watch the things go moving up and down. This is a guy who used to wheel rock and do competition rock crawling, explaining to me how this stuff works. One of the most valuable days of my life while I was wheeling. Oh, look, we lost JD.
And it was crazy. It's almost like we woke up in Sand Hollow. We fell asleep watching YouTube and we woke up in Sand Hollow wheeling with our YouTube friends. It was so weird. It was so
we ended up just kind of being friends with all these types of people who are in those groups in that community.
Our
friend is someone like Aqua Jeep Girl, who is someone that a lot of people genuinely look up to. We look up to her too. And the fact that I go wheeling with her as she's one of my friends is
super
weird to me.
It's a little surreal.
But also extremely, it's surreal and it's extremely awesome at the same time. And that's actually kind of how close the community really ends up being. You're only 1 or 2 degrees of separation from each other once you start doing it.
Yeah, it's really fun.
That's awesome.
Hold on just a moment. Yeah, hold on.
Uh-huh. Yeah, a lot of our friends know him from skiing and from the Warren Miller films. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so fucking good at it.
His wife is one of the coolest women I've ever met. Have you ever met? Oh my gosh, she is like so.
Yeah, Kimberly is amazing. She's
like this tiny little Spitfire, and I was like in Sand Hollow for the first time in my life, and she's standing at the top of the chute on the top of her buggy,
three of us
screaming.
Somebody mentioned it in a Friday night.
She's like
thing
screaming
about, hey,
at the top of her lungs with her arms like waving and stuff.
Sure,
she is
no
like
problem.
The funnest human being you'll ever meet.
So
ever
meet.
And ever since then, we've been like, we have no choice but to like continue doing this. We enjoy it. We love learning together. Right now, I'm having a really fun time watching her just take her new rig and her new build and go to the next level while I'm sitting on the sidelines. It's fine with me. I know I'll get my time soon, but I'm having fun watching her do it. Because it's just a cool experience just to see it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And to see like my wife is a woman, and I'm happy to see my wife succeeding and making this, having a good time and like making friends out there on the trail. That's what I want. It's not necessarily about me, even though it's about me, but it's not about me.
It's always about the Pope.
But by making it about her, it's about me.
Yeah. As far as the Renegade goes, man, you do you. If that's what works for you, you do you.
Oh, we tried, believe me.
I-15. Oh, yeah. It's like so. I mean, we can get to Moab in 3.5 hours. We can get to Vernal in 2. We can get to Sand Hollow in 4. We can get to Vegas in 5. We can get to Arizona in 6.
I have an opinion.
Like,
you know already.
Mm-hmm. It's stupid.
Yeah.
You just can't buy alcohol on Sunday.
What are you doing?
Yeah, you should come out here. It's a fun spot. It's a fun area.
Don't
like. Yeah, it's just.
Or
it's just
come visit. Come visit for like. Give yourself like 2 weeks.
Okay.
Like if you gave yourself 2 weeks, I think you could go from Colorado.
You could do a lot
down to Moab, then come to like Northern Salt Lake where we are at, then go out to Vernal, come back to Northern Salt Lake, and we could do a different part of it. Then down to Sand Hollow, and you could do that in like 2 or 3 weeks, and you would have a great time. Yeah,
I mean, I haven't done it yet. Mm-hmm.
By the way, I wanted to mention on the topic of the Jeep Renegades. We bought one. We wanted to build it to be the coolest off-road rig because we saw one that was somewhat built doing really rad things. And one of our neighbors lives down the street, has one that he's lifted 3 inches and he takes the doors off in the summer and drives it around the area. We wanted to wheel one. We couldn't find someone to build it for us. And so you're lucky that way if you either did it yourself or you found someone to build it for you. However, our new shop would definitely build it for us. You know, we just have to accept the fact that once we build it, it's no longer a reliable commuter. It's now a off-road toy. They're cute, man. They're super cute. Be Like Maggie has one. There's Tony the Trailhawk out here that I follow that has one. I mean,
I keep trying to get.
They go out on the wheel and they keep trying to do. They go out and they do stuff that you don't think they should be able to, and it's surprising.
I feel like they're discontinuing it, but
they are. Yeah,
maybe is that the Renegade or the Compass?
Yeah, okay. The Renegade's discontinued. They're keeping the Compass, which is actually the exact same platform, almost identical car, just a different shell.
Yeah. So all right. Yeah, no, we'll talk about that the next time. Yeah, we'll no, I'm sure you do.
Yeah, because, what's your opinion on that? Because I think it's garbage.
What, his opinion or
you haven't heard his opinion yet? How can you call it garbage?
No, I don't think his opinion's garbage. I think it's dumb that they're discontinuing it.
Oh, that's awesome. Real quick, I should answer this question for Nathan. And it's funny that it came up and that it came up on this voicemail because a few days ago I interviewed with Jimmy Jett from the Snail Trail 4x4 podcast, and that aired today on their channel, episode 488, which is just a number I can't even wrap my head around. But we had a chance to talk about a number of different things on there. And one of the questions that he brought up was basically this question was, how did you get into this? And, I realized that there's a combination of growing up as Boy Scouts. I was a Boy Scout. And, apparently that has translated into some sort of outdoor love of the outdoors. Cause you don't get a real big love of the outdoors when you're living in Illinois. Like, there's just not a whole lot there. And then the first off-roading memory I have, like official off-roading memory, we were on we talked about it on the show, it was in Michigan, in Traverse City on what are DNR roads. And there are questionable legality at this time frame. Like we're talking 98, 99, 2000 or so. And,
does that mean do not resuscitate?
Exactly. Department of Naturalization Resources or something. Yeah. Department of Natural Resources. They manage most of their public lands out that way, especially when it comes to trails. All of those roads are now open. Like 2 years ago or 3 years ago, Michigan opened them up, which it was a big deal. And but at the time, it's definitely not legit. But we were tearing through mud and just having a good time in that. And I remember getting a taste of it then. I did not like cleaning the mud then. I still don't like cleaning the mud now. Yeah. And but I had already had a Jeep at that point. Like the Jeep was just something I'd always liked. I'm a Lego person. I like boxy vehicles.
So, that makes sense.
I also like the idea of being able to bolt on. I like the idea of being like able to bolt on anything. Like you just. The aftermarket was so strong for it even back in the day that I was able to say, yeah, I could just get this for it. I can get this for it. And I could, you know, and at one point I wanted to put a computer in my Jeep. It was a whole big thing. Yeah. So it's good stuff. And then, yeah, we moved out to Colorado and, the rest is history when it comes to Trails Off Road and the rest of that. So, and there, I'll tease you on that. If you want to know the rest of that story, you're going to have to listen to the Snail Trail 4x4 podcast. So, but it was really good. Jimmy's a really nice guy. I had a really good time chatting with him. I mean, they are very adamant about their love for the Toyota and their disdain for the Jeeps. Yeah, but it is what it is. I feel like there's plenty of meat there for a good back and forth.
Well, and it's cheap heat. It's easy to get Toyota versus Jeep going, or Jeep versus Bronco, or like Toyota versus Bronco versus Jeep at the urinals. I mean, it's super cheap heat to get.
And I'd rather fight about that kind of stupid crap. Vacation, exactly.
And it's actually worthwhile. It's actually more fun for us as different sub-communities in the off-roading community to rib each other and have a little fun at each other's expense. Because you always see a Toyota towing a Jeep or vice versa.
And the moment you get that video, they are like, done.
Like the Tesla, Dallas, freaking first Tesla stud ever. That's on Instagram. Yeah, it's viral. The whole world knows that somebody didn't know how to get their Tesla and stuff. And you see Heavy D Sparks driving it properly. That'd be crazy.
But it was
out on the dunes during the record game.
But we're going to pull that Christmas tree footage up every year, man.
Every year.
That road
every year. And until someone else can wheel a Tesla truck, it's going to be the most famous thing ever.
Well, and that's the other thing, too, is that as time goes on, there's just going to be more video of those things actually doing what they can and can't do. And yeah, there's going to be fails. There's always fails.
Like if you are a 13 Toyota or Jeep Instagrammer, bring Broncos on the trail with you. And then when they fuck up, you record it, you post it. Look at this, the Broncos sucks.
What to do with a wheel?
Toyota's forever.
TJ's were out.
And that's it. You know, you
can fair warning. Fair warning though. If you break down, you are now their fodder for their content.
Absolutely. Yeah. I guarantee you that the Gladiator tipped over on its side from November is somebody's look how shitty Jeep drivers are
video. Yeah. Well, there's 10% of the world that's just going to see however they want to see it. And they're just going to, they're going to snip it and cut it. And video's a lie.
It's true. It's all right. Damn true.
So, what?
Anyone catch Kurt Angle in reference?
I heard it. Alyssa, what made you go with a Tacoma?
I don't know. I always like the older ones. I always wanted one, like I think since like junior high school. They held their value real well, so I just couldn't afford one until after college.
No particular loyalty to Toyota or anything like that.
I mean, we had a couple Toyotas when I was growing up. My mom was like super into Consumer Reports magazines and stuff. So
there you go.
Yeah,
Jimmy knew who you were. I walked through all of you guys as hosts, and Jimmy knew who you were. And I bet it's because you have the Tacoma. Yeah, I bet you it's the Toyota. That's why he knew who you were. He's like, "Is that hold my coffee?" And I was like, "That's Alyssa." Aww. That was kind of funny. Yeah.
That's cool.
I didn't think about it at the time. Now I think about it. That's exactly what happened.
Toyota. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Ryan, why Jeep?
Was that Gunnison, Colorado, by chance?
It was Peyton, Colorado.
Man. The 4 seconds I paid attention. There you go.
There you go, yeah. Okay, yeah. It Ron's pass. That's not too bad. It can get bad. Yeah. Oh, you're coming from the other side. Yeah, you're right. Yep. Yep. It's kind of what you know. Yep. Yep. I only ended up with a TJ because I happened to drive by one that was for sale. Like, it was a recently, you know, lightly used Jeep, and it was perfect. And it was a happenstance to some degree. So, Pope. All right. Pope Randy, Jeep, why? Do we ask you already?
No. Why Jeep?
Yeah. You had a Tacoma, so why did you stick with the Jeep instead?
Well, I had a 2018 Tacoma, and the computer system in it was really buggy.
Oh, that's right.
And it completely failed on the highway a couple of times, and I lost faith in it.
That's crazy. Mine's a 2018. I've just never done that. That's scary.
And so I actually kind of bought it. So I've owned two Tacomas in my life, and both of them I absolutely loved. Until the computer problems on the orange one, but I had this blue one that I bought at the dealer. They'd already put like a 2.5-inch body lift on it. It was on, was it 33s or 35s? 33s?
Yeah, well, 33s, but it looked like, I mean, we pulled into the parking lot, it was like,
I drove the parking lot, like, that's it, that's the one, but I want to test drive that one.
It was in December when they were trying to clear out the old Mitchell, so they put a lift and drive on it, and they made it look real pretty, and it was that blue, the 2000, what year was it?
It was a 20... I can't remember, like a 20.
I thought it was 2007.
Yeah, 2007. Oh, it was a beautiful design. It was so pretty.
So pretty.
And it was like the same year that they did the World of Warcraft Tacoma crossover in the commercial. It was hilarious. And so I love that truck. It was, and the only reason I traded it in was that
he was jealous of my Jeep.
I was jealous of her Jeep. And I wanted to have something that could go in those places, but even more small. So I ended up buying a 2-door almost entirely from the equity of the other truck.
Nice. You love it when that happens.
Yeah. And that was, you know, and then I traded that Jeep back in for a Tacoma, and then that Tacoma kind of had the electrical glitches. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go back to the Jeep and just
it was a Jeep truck. You wanted a truck.
I already wanted a Jeep truck. Yeah.
And then they came out with the Gladiator.
Nice.
Yep. Mm. And then I'm out on the trail of Gladiators, and everyone's like, the Gladiator's stuck again. The Gladiator's stuck.
I like the way they look. I can't imagine. Like, I've driven a 2-door my whole life, and I can't imagine driving with that much wheelbase.
I would do another Tacoma as a commuter truck. I would, or as like a camping truck in a heartbeat. I love them. They're great. They're great for that stuff. If you build them to do rock crawling, they can be built. They could be great rock crawlers too. Yeah. But just out of the box, they're amazing for camping and stuff. Like, you buy them at the factory, they can do what they're designed to do, and you don't have to spend a ton of money to make it do it.
Awesome.
And so, you know, I don't hate Tacomas and Toyotas, so that's why you don't ever see Toyota versus Jeep hate on our page, because I love my Toyotas and deep in my soul.
There's no hate on my page, but I will give shit. I will do that.
I do follow someone who gives ungodly amounts of shit against Toyotas, and it's good for his page, but like, it's like when a pro wrestler goes into a town and says, like, he goes into Provo and he says, the University of Utah is the best, and they all boom. It's the same kind of heat that you're trying to get, and I think you could build better content than that. It's just, you can make, you've got builds, you've got adventures. You should focus on that and be friendly to the rest of the off-road community, because we need to be on the same team anyway.
Yeah, and I think we're getting there. I think and I was talking with Jimmy about this too. Like, I think we kind of recognize that we've fought a lot internally, and we let some of those, you know, Toyota versus Jeep things get a little too real. And we need to dial it back and make sure we're all on the same page.
So you mentioned.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you say, Alyssa?
I was going to say, you mentioned Aqua Jeep Girl, Julie, earlier. When she lived here, her and I did a few cars and coffee meetups, and I took care of the Toyota side. She did the Jeep side. And, like, we both had the opposite followers, too. Like, I had some Jeeps. She had some Yodas. Yeah, we did some, like, coffee meets, and, like, we all would come together and hang out, and then we got to, like, see each other's goals. And that was really fun to do.
Why'd you?
That's cute. She's she's a good person. She's one that I talk to on a weekly basis.
We have to have her on again when we're not having severe audio issues and trying to, to do a multi-room table.
We won't be in the same room next time unless we're in this room where we do our podcast now because we've got microphones.
Yeah, we can do the same room. We just have to be very calculated on how we do it. Yeah.
No, she's easy. I can get her on anytime.
That's awesome. All right. Well, yeah, we're gonna have some more guests on, and we'll keep doing that. For we'll keep asking some of our guests that have been on for interviews to come back for some of the live shows. So, Erica from Slow Burn Off-Road, excuse me, Alyssa and I did an interview with her a couple weeks ago. That'll air on Monday, and then she's gonna join us Monday night for the live show and to talk about EJS because she's been there. She'll have been there for the entire 2 weeks of it with her Bronco.
That's cool. She was cool. I liked her.
Yeah, she was a lot of fun. I think it's really kind of cool to see a lot of people really following their passion and getting out of, you know, that day-to-day corporate grind and doing something out with their Jeeps or with their Broncos or with whatever they're trying to do it with and making a go at it. Like it's really good stuff. It's fun to see.
Totally.
So, all right. Well, I feel like we're getting here close to an hour and a half. I have something new I want to do, guys. And next time, I would love to assign.
I have no idea.
So here's the thing. I'm a big fan of comedy shows. And I don't know if anybody's familiar with At Midnight or After Midnight. It is now called. But one of the games that they were doing.
Is that still around?
So the original At Midnight that was on Comedy Central, that is done. Brought the concept back, and they've actually made it an hour-long show on CBS after the Late Late Show with Stephen Colbert with Taylor Tomlinson.
Yeah.
And it's pretty good. I mean, I always love getting comedians into a situation like that where they have to riff like that. It's always going to be the most fun. But one of the games that they were playing was everybody had to watch a video and then we would get to the end of the video and they would ask a question about the video that may not necessarily have been the most obvious thing to you. So pay attention. And then when we get to the end of the video, I will ask one of you randomly to tell me what you see. All right. Pay attention here. Oh, wait. Let's do this one. No, I'm switching it.
Oh, man. I have like soft. Keep me leaving people fly. Oh, no.
Keep me leaving people fly. No.
Oh,
I can't hear you.
You're muted.
Oh no!
What model Jeep was that?
I think that was a. Was it a YJ? I thought it was an LJ.
Was it a Jeep?
I don't know.
It was a CJ7. Well,
Alyssa gets with the shotgun approach by just calling it a Jeep. There you go, Alyssa wins.
Seriously,
it was a Jeep.
It was an FJ.
No, it was a. Was it either a TJ or an LJ? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was one of those.
Yeah,
two.
I didn't see the square headlights. I saw it round.
You believe people fly.
Yeah, it's round. That's a TJ LJ.
Right, hang in here. Wait.
So my
I think I can pause it.
My rant comes with it.
Can I pause it?
Hang Be on. Mindful about what you.
No, that's a YJ.
Is it a YJ?
Yes, square headlights.
Guy went around.
Oh, all right, I'll give it some. It's a wide thing.
Look at Ryan paying attention. He's got like a short-term memory longer than 4 seconds.
I'm going to make Ryan into a secretary in the show. That's what's going to happen here.
You know.
All right.
You can tell Ryan doesn't live near Colorado.
No. What are you trying to say, Pope? All right.
That's fine.
I got one more. Ready? Pay attention.
Nope.
All right, let's watch.
But again, back to me, not knowing. Not knowing. Right. And that goes back to not knowing the environment. Your breath. And I think in that session, he admits he was brand new.
How many red solo
sport.
Cups were in that video?
Well, you don't know what you're getting man. Into.
That's not what I thought the question was going to be.
Somebody drug test a road closure sign. Again, half
saw a couple
do
XJs doing stupid XJ things.
And
I saw a couple XJs doing XJ things.
I saw my ex-wife rip the back end off of an XJ.
There it is.
It's just the one. Is that a Comanche?
Is that a cow Manchi?
It is a cow Manchi.
Yeah, no, it was just the one red solo cup at the very beginning of the thing. But that whole video to me is a red solo cup, if I'm being honest.
Yes.
So. It is. It's like what they go to Congress and they're like, hey, look at these dick fours over here.
Exactly.
Wheeling out there in Utah.
Oh,
this is why we should close Moab.
This is why we have problems. No, he's not wrong. Well, yeah, and I'm of two minds of it, dude. Like I'm of two minds of it. There's part of it that's like, yeah. And we talked about, remember that story we talked about a while back? It was the off-road video that they fined them in the UK because they said they were doing too much.
And they weren't even breaking the law.
And they weren't breaking the law, right? They were where they were supposed to be. I think the question was how heavy was the disclaimer, those kinds of things. And
right.
Like, there's part of me, like, if you're in Colorado, don't go through mud puddles. But if you're in, if you're in the Pacific Northwest, doesn't really matter. Like that's going to rain.
That's what you will in over there.
Yeah, exactly. So
it's interesting you bring this up because we had someone on our show a while back, Ibis Offroad. Remember Ibis?
Mm-hmm.
He was from Florida, right?
Yep.
And he showed a video on his Instagram where he was showing people doing something perfectly legal where they were doing. It's actually the way that the trail goes.
Yeah.
And they were driving up a waterfall, and because he doesn't know that it was legal where in the it, what was going on, he was like, this is, you should never do this stuff, you need to stay on the trail. He was using it as an example of, here's how you have to stay on the trail. We have a trail just like that in Utah where the way you get to it is driving through either a stream or you drive up a waterfall. That is the trail. We're not breaking a law here. So, I mean, you almost have to be conscious of, like, what they're doing, where they're doing it also. Yeah.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, and let's invite one of those people. How about we just invite one of those people that aren't on the good side of the conversation on this podcast, and then we'll have a conversation. That will be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw that. I saw one recently just like that. But that's actually the off-road park. That's how you get into it, is they have the gate closed for regular ones, but you drive around the gate on purpose.
But there's no context in the post is what you're saying.
Yeah, no context. Exactly, yeah. And that's my point with the Ibis post, too. There's no context. Mm-hmm. You just see it as it is, and you just make whatever you want.
Right. You don't know what you don't know.
Come on. Come on. I got my Buffalo Trace over there. Come on. Let's go.
Exactly.
Yeah. You are, yeah.
Well, no, we're actually, that's something I want to talk about at some point down the road.
I think I've made my call.
Are,
did you guys see that clown hanging from his winch line off the top of the world?
That happens once a year at least. I'm waiting for someone to fall. Yeah.
It makes me
like,
you're going to shut down that trail.
You're going to cause bigger issues with that. It's a cool video. Maybe you're completely safe. Maybe you're a pro rock climber.
If you're hanging from your wench line, you are not safe. That thing's going to snap. That's stupid.
You're absolutely 100% right. In my opinion, like that line could snap. Your Jeep could like, well, maybe not, but
there's too many factors. It's not, a Jeep is not made to be repelling off of. And you're not supposed to be
rappelling off the top of the world. Don't fucking do it no more. Look at me. Don't fucking do it. Stop that shit, guys. No more. Seriously.
I love when I get clips like that. Like it's bliss for me. It makes it so much easier to cut together a new trailer.
Yeah, don't fucking do that no more.
Don't do that.
And the more times you bleep it, the better. I've learned that.
I'm here for the unnecessary bleeps.
Unnecessary bleeps. Yeah, I give you necessary ones, but the unnecessary ones are good too.
No, unnecessary. I posted a video the other day about the mud in Colorado, and I did the Instagram auto captions, and it bleeped me saying ass. And at first I'm like, well, I could take that out of there if I just change it to the word ass. And I'm like, no, I feel like it's more impactful if it bleeps me towards the end of the video. I left it in. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like it.
I bleeped out someone saying driver because it was funny on my video.
I love that. Yeah. And I think I'll just add it to our media board here and then I can just play it like random places throughout the show. Yeah, exactly. Cool. All right. Yeah. I want to talk about, on another episode, we'll talk about, you know, kind of the influencer culture and the good and bad that it leads to. Like,
what?
I feel like,
no.
I know. I mean, I feel like there's obviously good examples of it. I feel like those of us here in this conversation right now are part of the better part of the conversation. And then we have people who aren't. And I think there's a discussion to be had about all of it. So, and then we can let Ryan rant on it.
Oh, I can't wait.
Look, I am never gonna say no to that. Like, if you're listening to the show and you disagree with us and you like, first of all, if you want to leave us a message at 719-408-0132, you can do that and we will play it on the air. But more so, if you disagree with us and you want to come on the air and talk about it, let's talk about it. Hit me up. We'll chat. So we'll talk about that though. We'll go from there. Now, tonight's topic kind of came from Nathan. So, Nathan, thank you very much. Nathan, again.
Thanks a lot, Nathan. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for leaving the voicemail at 719-408-0132, which you can do anytime you want. And then, keep leaving voicemails, man. We'll keep playing them. If you got something you want to say to us or to Ryan and tell him how wrong he is, or, he's doing the come at me, bro. All right. All right. If you want some more information,
I'm with Alyssa.
Well, let's go around the table before I do that. You got any final thoughts? Let's go to Ryan first. Ryan, this is your final thought. That's okay. Cool. Alyssa,
thought on anything in general?
Anything for the night. I'm a little off. It's Monday night. You're done. You've finished your alcohol.
No, I'm waiting for the cheers because I always finish it. And then you guys are like, good night, cheers. Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh, crap.
Yeah, I know, right?
What are you drinking tonight, Alyssa?
Yeah, what are you drinking tonight?
I use the Mr. Black coffee liqueur. So it's Mr. Black coffee liqueur and a little Kahlua and a little coffee and creamer.
Any day.
Coffee thing.
Yeah. It looked like coffee and Irish cream ish adjacent.
Yeah, I wish I liked Irish cream. So instead I use the coffee liqueur and then just like regular French vanilla creamer.
Yep. Same. Really good. All right. Pope Randy.
I'm sure I'll have a lot to say next time. I'm just really excited to go drive my Jeep. It's been gone for 2 months and I'm ready to like see how new Jem is.
We're excited to see everybody.
I'm excited for togetherness and my chauffeur to like the event. And he'll be able to drive me to the big rocks and
there you go.
Move my Jeep for me. I'm right. really excited.
Oh, I can't wait to move the Jeep.
So
I can't wait.
Here's a twofer. Yeah. All right, Ryan, you're bitter. We get it. This will be a twofer, right? I'm gonna say this out loud, and this is gonna be a reminder to Pope and Randy. If you see Pope and Randy at EJS, they're gonna have Trailhead stickers, right?
Oh, we should remember the Trailhead stickers.
See, I got a twofer. Yeah, go write yourself a note, and then I'll shoot you a message after we're done, just to remind you.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll have Trailhead stickers, whatever's left of Jim and Misfit stickers.
Oh. We should figure that one out. We'll figure out where all
You should really get rid of anything you can. This is the perfect opportunity to clean
and
house.
I've got some t-shirts. So like if you're a large mammal like Pope, I've got shirts that fit you. You can get a Misfit World Order, Gem the Misfit t-shirt, whichever one you like.
$29.95.
The new Misfit shirt. If you're out there at EPS, I'll just give it to you.
We'll get you a t-shirt. We don't sell t-shirts.
That's awesome.
We're not those humans.
But if you want to put some Misfit work, Gem and Misfit merchandise on the Trailhead Podcast site, maybe that might not be a bad idea.
I will always do that. Thanks. Anything you want to send to me, send to me.
It doesn't make us money. It makes the podcast money.
Well, there is that. Well, we don't have to worry about that.
Randy does not
want to worry about that yet.
Randy does not want to be any of the people who make money off their name on
offer. I mean, that's fair.
All right.
I get it. Yeah.
I'm just ready to go play. Let's go play.
Bring your galoshes.
But we need to support the Trailhead.
We got it. We're there. We're I'm trying to keep our costs low. Like we'll get it. We're good. So here's what you can do to help us keep our costs.
You need to lay off Moose. He's asking for a raise.
There is that. Yeah. I mean, I just can't afford him. The more listeners we get, then I can add advertisements, and then we can become self-supporting, and I don't have to worry about it anymore. That's all I'm looking for.
That's
so
perfect.
Cool. Hell no.
Nobody's getting paid for shit.
I haven't gotten paid for, I barely get paid for the Trails Off-Road stuff. All right. So
even the shirts that do get sold don't make any money for us.
Yeah, it's true. I get
We've
it.
Never
yeah.
sold nothing. Anyway.
He has them on the
website. No, we have Trailhead. We make like 50 cents.
He literally has a Trailhead store.
I like that.
Yeah. So
you can. Yep.
All right. Cool. Yeah, let's do this. I don't have anything else to tell y'all. If you want to go chat with us, come see us at thetrailheadnetwork.com. Go see Pope and Randy at EJS. Go see Alyssa out in the backcountry of Arizona. And go see Ryan in a few
Grandpa's
weeks after
Garage
he has
Tuesday and Thursday
back.
Night.
There it is.
Yeah. We'll be here.
Say that again.
Yeah. Grandpa's Garage in Moab, Tuesday and Thursday night from 6 to 10 p.m.
All right. Awesome. Cheers, everybody.
Bye. Cheers.
See ya.
Cheers.
All right. Ryan,
good night, everybody.
Okay.